Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first Big Brother Canada exit interview of the season, the seventh of the seasons of Big Brother Canada. And I am here today to talk to our very first evicted house guest. It's Laura. We saw her leave last night, and she will be here to talk to me about what went down. There's a lot that we missed in this first week of gameplay, so hopefully there's a lot that we can learn from Laura in terms of what went down with her game, what went wrong, and what is going on in that Big Brother Canada 7 house. So, without any further ado, let's talk to Laura. How are you, Laura?
I'm so good. How are you?
Good. Very excited to talk to you. How are you handling everything?
You know, I actually feel really good. I like feel positive. I feel happy. You know, obviously I wish I could have stayed much longer than I did, but I'm still in very good spirits.
Good to hear. So there's a lot that we didn't see. This is the first week the live feeds were not on. So I'm just very curious if you're willing to, if you could just like walk me through your experience in the house from, you know, when you went into, you know, what happened, why you think that you got into trouble and why you ended up leaving.
Yeah, absolutely. So I, as well, wish that the live feeds were running because there was, you know, the first week there is so crazy and you're getting to know all these people and so much happens. And obviously only so much can make, you know, the audience's eyes. And so I think there were a lot of situations that people didn't really see the backstory behind. So, you know, initially the first thing that I fall on is when I first got into the house, extremely jarring. It's very surreal is the best way to explain it. You know, seeing something on television and then being there in real life is so unexplainable. The second that I got there though, I, you know, had gone into the washroom with Sam and Chelsea and, you know, Sam basically said, look, I want to make an alliance, like flat out, no beating around the bush, none of that. I want to make an alliance. I, you know, forget these guys. I want us girls to get through this game. I want to run this game with my girls. Like, you know, let's vote them out. Just laying it on real thick. I was here for it. I was like, cool. Like, you know, I've made an alliance right out of the gate. I'm feeling good. And then where things really started shifting for me was after Adam had won the HOH competition. It could not have been worse for me. Why? Because immediately after that happened, I saw her kind of cling to him immediately. And unfortunately, since he was a first on a scale of how close we were compared to other people, we could not have been more far apart. We just were not close, like on a personal level. And, you know, I tried after the competition, I would make kind of like benign comments or I would try to make him laugh or I tried to put in an effort, not because he was HOH, but just to honestly build that relationship. And he was just not having it. Like I would make a comment to him and sometimes he would just not even answer. Like it was like that kind of stuff. Like he could not get away from me fast enough. And then to have her kind of be present for that and then still cling to him in the way that she did and really play all sides of the fence, that's where things really started spinning for me. And that's what really started upsetting me and making me mad. And, you know, even the nights that we were there, she was just kind of all over the place. And like I said, playing all sides of the fence, you know, had her back up against the wall, even when it came to sleeping, you know, barely sleeping, not giving anybody an opportunity to kind of have a conversation without her present. And I just, it really started upsetting me. And I felt in a way like very, you know, betrayed because that's not the way that I play my game. So that's kind of the backstory to that. That's why I got, that's basically where the fake and phony stuff started coming from. And, you know, finally, to bring it full circle, when I was in my speech of leaving, when I mentioned an original alliance from day one, that's what I was talking about. The fact that you claim to be just as real as I am and open and honest. You made an alliance with me from day one, but then, you know, you flipped the script when maybe it didn't go your way. Maybe you thought Chelsea and I would be a safer bet for you initially and then jump ship when you realize that's not true. That's why I was like, you know, no, like I'm not, no way.
Yeah, it seemed like you were referring to some kind of incident maybe in your exit interview with Arissa. Was there something that happened? Did this all come to, you know, some kind of confrontation or anything? I think I've heard that there was some kind of house meeting maybe at one point.
There was definitely like a few different confrontations. I think it was more of me kind of, you know, obviously you guys saw the HOH head of household conversation that I had had with Adam a day or so late where I really dropped the name. But even prior to that, when I had had conversations with people, I was like, how do you not see this? Like, you're falling for this. Like, this person is fake and phony. Don't believe anything that they say. And like, I went in, like, I'll admit, I really went in. I really let them have it, not only to their face, but behind their back. And so that's kind of what I was talking about. I really felt, you know, betrayed at that time. And for me, that person's true colors absolutely came out. And especially when I called the house meeting before eviction, when you said in front of everybody that it's better to keep Damien for your game, you basically just gave a nod to everyone that that's how they have to vote or you're coming for them. So that was me in that moment that I was like, okay, like I know where we stand. That's fine.
Yeah. Do you think that you were a target of Adam's before you went and talked to him and threw out Sam's name? Or do you think that that was the thing that caused him to want to target you?
You know, when I had apologized to them after that happened, like after the nominations, and they mentioned to me in a private conversation, you know, you were never the target. It was somebody else, you know, this, that, and the third. But as time kind of went on and I started replaying scenarios in my head, here's the thing, when you're in the beginning, you're still getting to know everybody. You don't really have a lot to go on. A lot of your hunches are what if scenarios. So whether I dropped her name or not, I honestly think that that's moot. I think the fact that we were just such polar opposites and the way that, you know, he had treated me and the fact that we didn't make a connection, I was going up on that block. Like whether I had done that or not, completely irrelevant. I was going up on that block because, you know, I think when you put two people up together, he was definitely someone that wants to be a leader in that house. And when you have someone like myself that very much has that no holds bar personality, you either love it or hate it. And, you know, he unfortunately was not a fan. And so I think I was going up on that block regardless.
Yeah. So who did you feel closest to in the house? Who did you feel like you was your closest ally?
Right off the bat, Eddie, I think when we met initially, we just clicked. Like there was no even need for introduction. We were just like kindred spirits. However, as the game progressed while I was there, I think for me, Kaylin was number one. Next to that, I'd say would be Anthony. Some might be surprised by that, but obviously being bedmates, we had a lot of conversations, you know, late at night or early in the morning that maybe people weren't really there for. You know, even holding that final house meeting before the eviction was actually his idea. Or he kind of would pull me aside and say certain things or give me advice or what have you. But I'd say Kaylin for sure near the end was like my ride or die.
Interesting. Who do you think is playing the best game in the house?
Kaylin, and not because of how close we are, just genuinely compared to how everybody else is playing. She's just cool. Like she's very intelligent, very observant, holds her cards close to her chest. Just the way she moves, I don't think people would peg her right away as a threat. She made it to the second phase of the first HOH competition, and she just does not get shook by anything. She really keeps things to herself, and she's just smart. Like, I just think she's playing a really good game. I think she'll get really far, and I hope that she does.
Do you think there's someone in there that's playing the worst game?
I would probably say towards me leaving. Again, I don't know if audience has got to see this, but once the eviction ceremony, the day of the ceremony, when someone was going home, I definitely saw a few people like Dane, Kiki, and Esty kind of start getting a bit paranoid. And, you know, I had actually with Kiki and Esty in the pantry a few hours before eviction. And I'm like, you know, what's wrong? Like, they seem really upset. And they're just kind of, I can see them starting to tailspin a little bit. So I think that might cause them to go home or to be playing like kind of a bad game. They're not, you know, staying level headed. I think even Kira as well, you know, she got called out. Again, I don't know if audiences saw this, but she got out on just a blatant lie that just was not true. She had said something about Kaylin that was completely untrue and made up. And I think when things are already, when you're so uncertain already in the Big Brother house, and then now you're just a liar and people know you are, I think you're putting yourself up as a target as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Definitely. Thank you.
And there we go. That was Laura. I think we got some good info out of that. Certainly a lot that we missed. I think even knowing that we missed a lot, there was still a lot of talk of things that were like, oh, this is all new information. Hopefully we'll see some of it in the coming episodes. But interesting to note that Sam tried to start an all-female alliance. I think we heard some talk of that on the feeds, and that obviously blew up and was the cause of some of the tension between Laura and Sam and Laura and Adam, where it seems like you know, Laura and Chelsea and Sam were starting to try to work together, but then when Sam shifted her focus to Adam, Laura had some problems with that, and the tension built, and you know, things happened from there that we saw. I was also interested in what we heard about Kira getting caught making up a lie about Kaylin. That's definitely interesting to note as we move forward. And I was happy to hear that Anthony was involved in some of this campaigning, I guess, in Laura's ear in terms of trying to help her stay, potentially. We know how involved he is with those guys, so I don't know how genuine it was, but definitely interesting, and I'm glad to see that Anthony is definitely in the mix here playing the game. But Laura, she was fun to talk to. She had a good attitude, you know, being the first one out. It's a tough thing to handle, but she definitely, you know, was able to talk about this with grace, and was fun to talk to. So thank you to Laura. And I hope you guys enjoyed the first exit interview of the Big Brother Canada 7 season. I will be back every week for as long as we're doing these, to give you some more exit interviews and, you know, talk to these people as they leave the house. It's always fun to do, even if it's sad for them, unfortunately. So, thank you again for joining me. We will, of course, be back. I will be live tomorrow morning. Doesn't even matter what day you listen to this, because I'm live every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that's happening on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And then Sunday night, we will be live after the episode to recap what goes down there. And then Monday night, we will have our first roundtable of the season, kick off the stock watch, and all sorts of fun stuff there. So make sure you tune into all of our great Big Brother coverage heading your way. You can follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I often go live while the feeds are going on to just hang out, do commentary on the feeds, talk about what's happening, and all sorts of fun stuff there. So make sure you follow me on Twitch. And you can also find me on Instagram if you want to see pictures of cute cats. So once again, thank you for joining me. I'll see you next time.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.